All right, let's start with the weekend, okay? The weekend has responded to the rule changes for the Grammy Awards that was announced by the Recording Academy last Friday. And primarily, it's a change that eliminates those secret, that secret nomination review committee that apparently played a key role in being shut, you know, his being shut out of all the Grammys last year.
Oh, yeah.
Despite having one of the biggest albums and the most streamed single of the year with After Hours and Blinding Lights. Okay. He says the trust has been broken for so long between the Grammy organization and artists that it would be unwise to raise a victory flag. He does call it an important start, but he also says that he will continue to withhold his music from consideration for the awards. He doesn't want to be a part of it, especially with their own admission of corruption for all these decades. He said, I won't be submitting in the future. I think the problem or what came into question was agendas, relationships with artists that may have influenced their vote.
Right.
So right now there's an interim person in the CEO position. They are going to fill that CEO spot next month.
Okay.
But it is weird to have an artist who's achieved what he's achieved and like sales wise, commercial success, to not even receive one single nomination. I don't blame the guy. He's got the number one song out right now.
He's a hit maker.
He's a hit maker.
Yeah, and then for the Grammys to not recognize that, I wonder if the Weeknd is so. Think about the controversy the Grammys has had the last couple of years. So they had all the misconduct stuff that happened 2 years ago. Then Kobe died. So the Grammys, what we thought was going to be something, what were people going to say on the microphone? Everybody just said stuff about Kobe. So they sort of like dodged that. But there was a big controversy leading up to the Grammys 2 years ago. Then they have the weekend, his controversy, and he says, I'm not going to perform there. Now he's saying, I don't care about him. I don't want him. It just makes you wonder, could a guy like The Weeknd, is he influential enough? Is he on top enough to not erase the Grammys, but could he diminish the meaning of a Grammy? Because if you start to... if the narrative becomes that it's just a popularity contest, it's relationships, it's backroom handshakes, then it takes away a little bit. And he's like, you know what my Grammys are? Sales.
Right.
Concert sales, all that kind of stuff, as opposed to... same thing for Emmys, by the way. Can I say something about Emmys real quick?
Yes, and then I want to tell you, to your point, what the Grammys have to say about what you're saying.
Okay, the Emmys, like local Emmys, as far as I know, we always joke that we have zero awards over at Twin Cities Live, although I think we did win one like a decade ago. But do you know that you have to submit? You have to pay and submit. So, but I don't think the average listener might know that. If you're not in the industry, you don't know. And so you're thinking that any award show is an even-handed assessment of what has the biggest impact, who is the best at what they do. But if the Howard Stern show doesn't submit for an Emmy,
they won't win one.
Then they won't win one. Right. Same thing with Oscars. That's why they have during the Oscars.
The VMA Awards, same way. There's a submission fee. Then you have to provide your work. They don't just go, oh, Kiss in LA, they're the number one station and they're going to win the award this year.
And what I think is so weird about that on a personal level as an individual is that you then, for instance, if I wanted the possibility of being recognized by the local Emmys, whatever they are, I would have to submit myself, tape of myself. Yeah. And that feels...
yeah.
I don't like that at all.
And then
it
you
feels
have to edit
reachy.
And you have to pick your best stuff. And then you've got to submit your ratings information. Yeah, I think also, like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, people don't realize those are... bought. Those stars on the sidewalk are bought.
My mom just said the other day, I've covered 25 of those Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremonies. She said, I can't believe so-and-so is just getting a star in the Walk of Fame. And I'm thinking, well, the only reason is that they just finally paid up for one. They have a movie that they feel like a Walk of Fame ceremony buys you publicity. Naturally, you'll be on all the shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're paying, I think it's like $25,000, $35,000, it's something like that, that your production company then will pony up.
Yeah, there's a whole campaign, like even with the Country Music Awards. The month leading up to the awards or to the start of voting, you get packages in the mail, you get swag, you get, postcards, you get out like vinyl albums, and then it'll say, you know, 3 million albums sold in a year.
Right.
Platinum selling, blah, blah,
and
blah.
All that's, they're marketing to you.
Right.
They are marketing for your vote. And so it's just... Yeah, it ain't objective, I can tell you that.
No, I mean, I guess once you get who's putting their name into the pool, then it's I don't know.
I don't even think then, though, because if Bruno Mars sent you a package that said, you know, sold out X amount of concerts and all of that, it's influencing how you then receive the music. You know, I mean, what I'm looking for is too utopian, I'm sure.
Right.
But it's not like you're sitting in a room just hearing the music and then saying which was the best.
Right. Which is why I think a lot of artists like the American Music Awards or the Billboard Awards or that kind of thing. But anyway, just to wrap up, the Grammys said... Because you were talking about how influential an artist that The Weeknd is. Anytime an artist, especially one of that stature, calls our process into question or thinks something is unfair, of course we're going to be affected by that and we want to work to make things better. That is what the Grammys said about The Weeknd. So
okay.
There you have it.